actually over. I'm not sure how long we all stand there, watching and listening, but the splotches of gold along the grade, frozen stone, are no longer moving, and despite the torches casting off firelight, everything seems darker, colder. The movement and sounds may have ceased, yet those things instead spring to life inside of me. My body begins to tremble, my mind a funnel of noisy thoughts swirling around. What in the divine just happened? My shoes are soaked through as I stand here in the snow, my skin pebbled from the awful frigid night air. I wasn't meant to be outside in this dress. I should be in the ballroom right now. I should be celebrating my engagement announcement and making plans for my control to now spread to Sixth Kingdom. At the very least, I should be warmer. When I look down, I see blotches of gold splashed onto my deep blue dress in a motley of gleaming spots. I don't dare run my finger over it, not after what I saw in that ballroom. Has it stopped? I ask. The question is overly simplified for what just happened in there. Has it stopped? It. The berserk gold that just rose up with furious motive. I already know my mind is going to be stuck with the memory of tonight for a long time, that I'm going to replay it over and over again. I won't be able to erase the way the gold moved with violent precision, how it dripped down the walls, how it pooled on the ground, how it splashed and stabbed and consumed. Has it stopped? I ask again, my voice shriller than I've ever heard it. I've never been so close to mortal danger before, and my body knows it. Which is why my pulse is still racing, why the tempo of it is pounding in my ears, why I can't stop shaking.
I think so,
Manu finally answers as he turns around. His husband still watches the castle, as if he doesn't trust taking his eyes off it, as if he expects the violence of the liquid metal to lash back to life.
Damned divine,
I hear him say beneath his breath. Perhaps his murmured curse has pulled the stopper from the bottled-up crowd, because a flurry of voices starts to pour through the courtyard. Automatically, my power sweeps out, pulling their words to me. My magic sweeps down, catching what they're saying and stringing them up in my mind. What's happened?
This is King Midas's gold touch. Where's King Midas? Where's King Rot?
Our prince is dead.
Did Midas do this on purpose? But what happened?
The words flow from their mouths to my ears, where they gather like threads in a web for me to spin. Yet soon I don't even need my power to hear them, because the crowd begins to shout, demanding answers in frenzied cries loud enough for all.
Shit, Manu hisses, turning toward me. Maybe you should...
Someone suddenly shouts.
I know what happened.
All eyes slam onto the woman who staggers to the front. She points a shaky finger toward the doors, gold bleeding from their depths like a gaping wound.
This wasn't King Midas's doing,
she spits out, a long curtain of black hair hanging down her back, her dress looking like part of it melted off.
It was his gold-touched pet. She stole his magic.
I rear back in surprise, her words tangling up in my head.
Who is that?
Manu murmurs. A man from the crowd shoves forward.
What are you talking about, woman?
She straightens up, sweeping a proud look over the crowd.
I am one of King Midas.